Okay, we are beginning Siman Ayin Vav Lehizayer Mitzaya B'Shas Kriyashma. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Tzaya B'Ashashis. So if there is some waste, some excrement, and it is covered over by a sheet of glass in this case, Mutter Likres Kenegda Afabi Sharay Aysa Derech Daphne Seha Mishab de Bikisu Tal Rahmana. So in this case, it is mutter to say Kriya Shema in its presence, because the way the Torah presents the Isser and the Heter is everything is dependent on whether or not it's covered. Mishum dechsev v'chisisa es tzeya secha. He will cover over the hamiskasya. So whereas previously, in the previous siman, when it came to Erva, it had to do with one's ability to see it. It had a lot to do with that. Here it has to do with, is it covered? Says the Mishnah Berurah, "Bashashis zchuches who shall zchuches yedaver acha haman here likreis dad bechol halachas elu ad simin peches dechein lein isse erba nitzka leel kol makim shnitzka hadin leinin kriyashma bein lein heta bein lein iser who lavd afke kriyashma duwa din teira utfila bechol in yane kedusha." So for all of these dinim, previous sim and this sim and through peches, it applies to teret tefillah and other inyani kedusha. Bein she'imim b'lashon hakodesh, bein b'lashon chayil, it doesn't make a difference. And there is a very interesting discussion. What about asiyas mitzvahs? So we're saying, you know, let's say in the previous sim about saying divrei Torah and kriya shema and so on. What about doing a mitzvah? Doing a mitzvah like in a previous simon when the body is naked, or if there's tzaya stuck on the body, are you allowed to go into the sukkah and be in a kaim yeshiva sukkah, do some other mitzvah? So he points it over here in footnote one, an interesting discussion. He quotes a Pir Halacha later on who says Shalim Matzinu Shasur Lekayim Mitzvah Kshegufay Einu Naki. We don't find this concept of asiyas mitzvahs with regards to one's guf being einu naki. It's a din in divrei Torah, in tefillah, kriya shma, and so on. But to be mekayim a mitzvah, if the guf is arum or the guf is einu naki, that we don't find. V'chi asur lil beish talish shel arba kanfes kishugufay ay hamakim einu naki. According to that, you wouldn't be able to take your tzitzis off if you're in a makim shenanaki, if the guf is enanaki, and so on. Uvalei matzino kein b'shum makim. But with that, he remains with the tzarchin. He quotes a matter Ephraim shehichmir bekach mishum she'ena garua mihirhur b'divrei Torah. The gam she'en lasis avidas Hashem derech b'zayin. So there's two reasons to say why a person should not be able, should be allowed to be mekayim a mitzvah if the makim is a makim atunov, and so on. Because, well, to the extent, if you are thinking, if you're cognizant of the fact that I'm doing a mitzvah now, and you're thinking a little bit about what you're doing, so then maybe that's already going to be a problem of being maharar b'divrei Torah and a makim atunov. So according to that first reason, it's not mitzad the key of mitzvah shabbat, it's mitzad the divrei Torah, which causes you to be maharar in. And the second reason is, no, you shouldn't do Avodas Hashem, derech bizayin. It's a bizayin to do it in a place which is a makom mitzvah. He goes on over here in the second paragraph. He quotes from Shlomo Zalman, who says, Shekavanas ha'pir halachi hi rak lechatchila. Shetzarech lidcheis eskiyum et mitzvus ha'teira ad sheyuchel lekaimen b'makom naki. Don't do it in a place where it's ain't naki, but rather wait to do it in a place which is naki. It wouldn't mean that you should take your talis off, take your tzitzis off. A place stinks, and you happen to chance upon an ani, and they say, well, stock is a mitzvah, I'm not going to do the mitzvah in a makim mitzvah. So he says, Megabi, those things, we don't see these things. Very interesting. In the next paragraph, he says, "Ligabi svarim hadonim be'inyanei tikun hamidus." af she'ena miyusadim al mamari chazal el al chachmas tchunas hanefesh das v'shlomazalman she'etachin she'asa la'ayin b'em b'beis ha'kisei. Very interesting. So if you have a book which has to do with ethics and character traits and character development, and it's not based on Mamari Chazal, maybe it's just, you know, various philosophical concepts and so on, Shlomo Zalman says, Yitachin she'asa la'ayin b'em b'beis ha'kisei. The likrei b'sefer ben sira b'beis ha'kisei, the Gemara says that sefer ben sira is from the Sfarim ha'chitzeinim. It's attributed to the son of Yirmiyahu. He quotes from Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, Shemutter, Kevin Shiddinei Kechachmei Schid Seinei, Shemutter Likheren B'mekeimei She'asa Lahar B'mediv'ri Torah. You know, I try and find books which are productive to read in the bathroom. I don't really have much time to read any book as such. So if I can take it in the bathroom, and I found something which I think is Mutter. I hope no one has a title, but I think that's Mutter. In the there's a couple of art scroll books. One is about the Rishonim, and one I have about the early Achronim. I haven't found any Divrei Torah in it at all. It's just little short biographies of the Rishonim and Achronim, which I find very useful, you know, to read through and peruse. But it doesn't. It says, you know, that the Rambam was this and this, and it mentions about all the Rishonim and Achronim. I haven't seen any Divrei Torah in it, which I'm quite happy about. The fact there's no, I haven't seen any Divrei Torah in it. So I don't know. It's al kaponim, there is this interesting deal as to do we stay a makom matunah if there's an isser of you should avoid doing a mitzvah in a makom matunah. Okay, so we said if you have tzeya bashashis, so there is tzeya but it's covered over. We said mutal likris kenegda ve'im magiali reach ra osur. So when it comes to tzeya, there's going to be a new consideration which we didn't have in the previous sim, and that is reach. So yes, it's covered over. If it's covered over, it's fine. This is going to be very, very relevant. Let's say you're on a plane and you've got a baby and you change the baby's nappies and so on, and then you put it in a plastic bag, right? You put it in a plastic bag, and you want it out daven. You want a daven. You want a bench in that place. So these are the things you need to consider. So is it covered over? Yes, it's covered over. Is the reach magia? So that you need to dine on. You know, have you dealt with the reach? If you have, then you're fine. Now, fila amanda armor v'simen ayin tests if beis dafsaka me'elis l'reach ra. There is a daya which says that having some type of a hefsek helps for reach ra. Dafke mechitza shu reshus bifnei atzmai avokfias kli loy. That's going to be a proper mechitza. Mikol makim ein atzarach bezer dalad ames mimakim shukala reach. In this type of situation, as long as you are not able to smell the tzaya, then it's fine. So we'll have to see. Here we're saying that you've got the tzaya, it's covered over by shashis, and the reach is not magia, then it is mutter. Beis, tzaya beguma, if you have tzaya in a little pit, meniach sandali aleha bekeiri. So you step over the pit, a small little pit, you cover it over. Dechashiva kemechusa. Now that is considered to be mechusa, it's covered over. The kevin shein reach ra magia lei mutter, once again. Vehu shleyei sandali negeya ba. This is providing that your shoe is not actually touching it. Says the Mishnah Berurah, lav dafka sandal, do adin be'ezer davar shemechasa mahani. You take a brick and you put the brick over the pit. Mahani v'naket sandal delay tima de bottle legabi gufi v'havi kemeshe mechasa esi beraglay yecheifa. You might have said, well, your shoe is really just tuffle to your body, and it's like you're covering it with your bare foot. Debevade ein gufi chashiv kisoy. Which is interesting. Maybe you'd say the goof is considered to be a kisui. Maybe it's considered to be a kisui legabi someone else. If Reuben covers it, then may I could hear that that definitely is considered to be a kisui for Shimon. But you might have said that the shoe is tafel to your body, and you cannot be mechasa with the goof. That's what you might have said. Kamash malan. That's where Yitaka points out of here. Number four, he says, Aval im acher hiniach ragli alaguma. He quotes from various sources, Shenechshev kisui afhim afim hu negeh baraglov legabi someone else. V'chein legabi tinek hayeshev al ovit umechases pischay ash legabi achayrim nechshev kemachusis. So, klapi, you yourself, if you're covering it with your body, for you yourself, you can't say, well, it's covered, because your part of your body is exposed to it. But klapi someone else, it is considered to be covered. Now, we said that this is fine. We said kaven chain reach ram agili mutzer v'hu shleyi sandale negeba shleyi heratzalemer afilu im ein hatzaya mispashit al tzadi hasandal mi b'chutz ve'ino nira. So it's not that when you press on it, it causes the tzaya to go around and about. It's not visible. V'avogav de bashashis afilu negeo d'vuka bashari. So when it comes to pane of glass, even if the tzaya is touching it, that's fine. That's fine. Shari v'bnei she'ene mirah mivachutz. Sandale garetz fei. The case of sandal is worse. V'bnei she'ata hu malbu shaloi v'alkein im chalotze v'chisa bay shari. So he's saying that if it is touching your sandal, then that is worse. That is problematic. You have to make sure it would only be permitted in a situation where it's not actually touching you. It's actually touching the sandal. Yeah. Good. Okay, let's see further. We say we said negeah. Einem ba'ilas tamid uprim begadim shemitzadim leimar de'im acher achas shekara kriyishma ubiyachaseh matzat seyad divuka besandale mitachtisa v'chayzav akira kriyishma balei biyachaseh ein shemitzad. This can be very relevant. Let's say you're walking to shul. You're walking to shul and you step on things as you walk to shul. And you might not even realize that you stepped on something which you shouldn't step on. Now we'll have to see in halacha how do we treat the tzaya of animals, right? And then we're going to see differences between different types of animals and so on, and difference between the tzaya of a human being and of animals. Yeah, pashtus over here at this stage we're referring to a human being. Now Kaponim is saying that in this case, that if you were Kera Kriyashma and you said the brachas, and then you found saya which was stuck onto your sandal, so you go back and you recite kriyishma without brachas. Ein shamatam mispashet hatsaya gam bitstadi hasandal mibachutz. Ein lekaman sifches sifkat and lamed mashi nechtav sham. That there might be more chomer if it's actually visible and so on. With the legabe, if a person found the meraglayim on his shoe, so he quotes from the Eish Lavram, as in the Buchacha, who says also Yesh lahach mishim shi isuram midrabanin hu ke'ein diraisa, and therefore you should recite Kriyat Shema again. He quotes the Kaf HaChaim, who says shekevin shebet sayed dvuka lasandale le nifshet hasafik bigemara. Ein lahachmid amei raglayim shiisiram rak midrabanan. Even the shayla tzaya is a boy the layifshata by amei raglayim, which is more kal. We can afford to be more makel and so on. So al kaponim, the mishmur is passing that if it is tzaya which is stuck, you notice it on your shoe afterwards, you should say kriyashma again. Gimel hevilu tzaya lefanav also likreis kenegdo. So this is a discussion in the Gemara. You're standing, you are stationary. And we know that the one who is kavua, there's more chashiv as the one who's kavua as opposed to the one who's moving around. And they happen to bring and they pass by tzaya in front of the person's body. So is that considered to be that it's in my machne? Remember it says, v'haya machnecha kadesh. So do we say something which is in movement is considered to be like it's in the machne? No, it's moving, it's not. So we're machne, and we say, heviru tzaya lefanav asa likreis kenegda. It is asa to be kira kenegdit. Ufi chazir ketzaya iveres dami. And if a chazir walks by, there's an iser to be kira kriyishma, tefillah, and so on, because that has the din of tzaya. Afilu oila min ha-nohar eina rechitza me'eles le'dahavi kegraf shel rei. Meaning a chazir is a chazir, it doesn't make a difference if it's just had a bath. right? It's considered to be like a grafshal ray, like a bedpan, which has similar dinim, and so on, and therefore it's going to be awesome. So a grafshal ray is a bedpan, like something which you put by a person, by a chayla's bed, which they excuse themselves on, and that's keli. I don't know if there's another word in England for, is it called a bedpan or something else? I'm sorry, you're muted. Okay, I think there's another word in England for it. But, you know, something which... So that thing, that has the din of tzaya itself. Because this is something which is miyuchad for that. Like there's Allah in Hilchah Shabbos, legabi muktza. That even though muktza is asa betiltul, but a grafshal rei is mutter. You're allowed to be metal for it. You're allowed to be metal for it. And that's the heter, by the way. That let's say it's Shabbos afternoon. You're not planning on using the dining room anymore. So you're not supposed to clean up because it's tachana. They're being meichin from Shabbos lachol. But they say, but if it's so messy and so disgusting, and your wife would be embarrassed, the guests would come into the house and they'd say, you know. So you're allowed to move it. Or let's say if the bin is overflowing, so then it's disgusting. So that's got a din of a grafshal ray. A grafshal ray is a heter tiltul. Yeah. So we're saying that the pi chazir has a din of tzeya iveris, and it's got a din of a grafshal ray, and therefore it's a lack of a hayam achanecha kadosh. Says the Mishnah Berurah lefanav. The same is true if it floats on the water down the river in front of you. So in other words, even if it's far away from you, let's say it's 50 amas away, but you can see it very, very clearly, which would be interesting. Let's say you're on a farm and you can see chazirim, you know, out in the distance. You know, that might be a problem. You want to go and daven with nature, you want to daven outside, and there's a bunch of chazirim in front of you. According to this, it would be a problem so long as it's kumulay einav. That would be a problem if it's in front of you. And if it's behind you, so as long as, I mean, obviously you can't see it because it's behind you, so as long as you are at least 4 amas away from where the reich stops, you're okay. The chen helataz pri chadash achim hiviru tzeya mil funav al pnei rachbay. If it's kind of in front of you on the sides, it's not mamish in front of you, it's somewhat off to the side, then also we're makel az die b'dal adamas, 4 amas is enough. Tahinu kedem shemagia l'dal adamas, it's before, it's mamish within your dal adamas. So if it's on the sides, we're a bit more makel. Rominim b'simanayin tes de mitzidei havi kemeila achrov, because the sides are considered like behind you. The sagim b'dal namas makim shkala reach, and so on. The ad makim shkala reach who kemeitzei amavish, up until the place where you can still smell it, that's considered to be like the thing itself. Kaven the reach ra sheyesh leikra. This is considered to be a reach ra, and a reach ra sheyesh leikra, which we're going to see differences. There's a difference between if there's just a bad smell, but there is no ikr. There's no ikr, meaning because let's say there was tzaya in the room, and then tzaya was removed from the room. Now it's gone. Now it's just a reach ra, and there is no ikr anymore. Or a case of reach ra where it's still there sheyesh leikra. The bad. The Eliyahu Pasku. The cave did say there is he, being that it's moving, the Einemed is the Makam Echad, Sagi Bar Hakis, Daonamis, Milachim Shekala, Hareach, Afilu Milfanov. So very interesting, we've got a Kula of the Bach and the Eliyahu. They say, look, Lamaisa, it's not Kavua. In order for it to be in the machne, it's got to be fixed. It's got to be sitting there. It's got to be stationary. Here it's in movement. So therefore, as long as it's down amas away from makam shukala ruach, even if you can see it because it's 10 amas in front of you, it is mutter. Says the Mishnah Berurah, yesh lach mechatchila. like the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, Ulinyan Di'evidim Im Kvar Kara V'Spal Vaisetze Eiveres Lefanem Chutz L'Dan Amas Ayna Prima Gadim Shere Kosev Zel Hashene Kvar Kosavnu Kaleicha De'ikam Plutze Chayz V'Kir Kriyishma B'Lei Dere Chayzteh. So in a situation where it's a Machlek Sapayiskim Legabe Kriyishma B'Machmer, say it again, Legabe the Brachas, right? Salvik Brachas Lahaka, Salvik Brachas Lahaka. For the same reason, ayin sham ayin. Now we said that pichazir is considered to be like a graf shel rei. The im hachaloyin pasuach, the chazir oyver im mutzalik. Raise you in your room and you look out into the chatzah and you see that there's a chazir passing by. You're at a different rishus, so he tells us to take a look in siman ayin test. Sibbeiz with the halacha, little bit Mishnah Berurah, Mashenichtav Shabbat. Okay, I think we will call it here, and as Hashem, we will pick it up next week.